March 29th. History calls this the day, the switch in time that saved 9. The reality is a little more complex. Since February, President Roosevelt had been heavily pushing his court-packing bill, and the Supreme Court of 9 was in danger of extinction. FDR had been furious with the court since May 27, 1935, Black Monday, when the justices struck down 3 of his New Deal programs all in the same day. With this bill, he planned on ensuring the court could never stand in his way again. Today, in 1937, however, was White Monday. Instead of handing down 3 decisions against the New Deal, the court gave 3 decisions that actually upheld it. West Coast Hotel v. Parrish, in particular, grabbed headlines because of the surprising switch. Justice Owen Roberts, one of the swing voters, had been expected to vote against a minimum wage law position in his decision. Past cases indicated as such. But in Parrish, he upheld the minimum wage law as constitutional, reversing the majority-minority ratio. Surely that decision pleased FDR very much, but to say it stayed his hand is granting him far too much credit. He did not withdraw in his push for JRB 37 after this day, but continued to press relentlessly for his chance to mold the Supreme Court. Just because they had voted his way today didn't mean they were guaranteed to do so in the future. Roosevelt determined they would not get that chance. Court packing was still on the agenda. If you enjoyed today's episode, there's more where that came from, so be sure to like and subscribe. Until tomorrow, this is Emily reminding you that freedom in the history of somewhere is how we get to freedom everywhere.